You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
But now we have Tu Whenuarua in studio with us after having just got back from Ihu Matau. How was it out there this morning, Tu?
It was really nice. Obviously, the weather outside is beautiful, so I think that added to the mood. But yeah, like I said, it was beautiful and far different from what you might have seen or read about, just in terms of what happened on Monday and on Sunday as well. The tent city that has propped up around the front line was kind of restful and sort of slow this morning, with the ranks of both police and protesters admittedly quite low. It was business as usual, as one of the cooks at the Wharekai told me.
Yeah, and this, so for anyone that hasn't sort of seen or heard, there was, I mean, what's been happening over the weekend, there was a massive contingent from the Kingitanga on Saturday, and then on Sunday and Monday, there's been, well, Sunday morning there was an increase in police presence, yes, is what the protectors have been saying, and this happened in the morning, and then after that there was an understanding that the protectors would be able to go up onto their maunga and do karakia, and in that time they moved way onto the land in which has been designated as, I suppose, Fletcher's land. And then they came back down to the tent city that too you've just mentioned. And then Monday night there was another increased sort of presence of police, and that kind of, and that ended up being quite a standoff over a number of hours. So I'm interested in terms of, well, one, why did this happen? Is this a response to the protectors moving onto that land, or is this something do we know what's going on?
Well, County's Manukau District Commander Superintendent Jill Rogers said in a statement that a large group of protesters attempted to bypass the police cordon despite repeated warnings from police, with protesters communicating in a meeting that they intended to move past the cordon and reoccupy the land. So that's what the police are saying. But as far as the protesters are concerned, Panya said the police numbers swelled just before the community's time for prayer. She said the police cordoned off the road and separated one camp, which was the front line, from the other, and threatened to trespass and arrest some occupiers. Some have said the police were attempting to kettle, which is a police tactic for controlling large crowds during demonstrations or protests, involving the large formation of cordons of police officers who then move to contain crowds within a limited area, thus separating them. And I think you know the old saying, divide and conquer. So there you go.
And, well, I'm interested too. There was apparently Wally Homaha, the police commissioner, visited yesterday.
Yes, he did visit.
This was something that had come up. People were saying, like, if this is going on, who can we call on? You know, Stuart Nash, Minister of Police, or who is it that we can call on to say, you know, drop those numbers of police?
So the police have said, I read somewhere that the police have, Wally Homer in particular, has been in contact with the protesters for some time. However, the reasoning for why he came yesterday has been kept under wraps, sort of. On paper, he's there to soothe tensions, as he met with protesters privately after the porphyry that they had yesterday. So that's all I've really got for that.
Okay, so there seems to be they're having negotiations and trying to figure this out.
Yes,
themselves.
I suppose so, because I think they know that it's not going to be, the issue isn't going to be resolved with, you know, increasing police presence, yeah.
So you went out this morning and you talked to the cooks, you said.
I talked to a couple of cooks, yeah. I was trying to see if I could scab some fry bread, but but no luck there. They hadn't been ready yet. But yeah, just the general kind of feeling. I spoke to some people and they were kind of rattled by what happened on Monday. But from what I heard, they stayed true to their mana. They kind of went back to, like I said earlier, they went back to business as usual the next day and just try to stay focused on what the message of this whole thing is about, or the whole issue, and just try to really stick to that and stick to their guns. And it was nice. It was nice. When I went there, everybody, you've been out there, but for those of you who haven't, if you go there, everybody's lovely. Mm. You know, we got oh, kia ora boy, how you doing? The whole way down the street. And yeah, it's really, really warm there. And even the police, the presence is, like I said earlier, decreased by a lot. So it's,
right, so there has been a sort of significant pullback.
Yeah, and they're only really, they've sort of been designated to areas which I suppose are significant. So really the kind of the front line, and they're not sort of sprawled out in long lines across pastures from some of the images that we've seen.
Or right, if you've been that has yeah. been happening. And so is there still, I mean, like you say, there's a kind of calm that's happened over the past, after the past 2 days.
Mm.
But is there still a tense intensity to it all?
I suppose so. When I was there, there was a, I believe that there's an agreement that that police vehicles are not supposed to drive through the main thoroughfare of where the protesters are gathering with vehicles. And when I was there, a police van, I believe under the pretense that he had food for police officers in the van, attempted to drive up through where the protesters were. And he was escorted up, and as soon as they got within perhaps 10 or 20 metres of the actual encampment, he was told very concisely to turn around.
Ah.
Yeah. And within those who seem to be in control, I say in control, people walking around with high vises. Mm. Yeah, it's very, very tense. And they were, just before we left, they were organising a big hui at the kind of the comms area where they speak to media. I attempted to get an interview with somebody in there, but it was in use, so I couldn't. So I believe, yeah, I think they're making
like moves. An organisational hui. I think those are happening fairly regularly, though, just to kind of continue having being on the same page and how they're approaching everything, and with the meetings happening with the government behind the scenes or with Fletcher's and that sort of stuff. I guess they have to, yeah, continue to call it all. Anything else you want to add on that too?
I would just like to add, now is a better time than ever to go out. It's beautiful. Just make yourself known. Go and register up at the front desk. Go and get yourself a kai, I suppose. Go and immerse yourself in it, because it's a good vibe.
And it's like you say, with the business as usual, it's a totally highly functional, operational.
It's got a lot of infrastructure there.
It's well organized. All right. Well, thank you too.
No worries.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.